It says a few lavim on the exact same thing that's also. Shashi, tzira that sheretzoyf, honit. The gam sheretzes alot, does two things. It flies, and it also creeps on the ground. V'yesh pe'elu chamish lavim, it has the five lavim of regular sheretz that creeps on the ground. U'maysa fele lav the sheretzoyf, it has the sixth lav, is that it also flies. The Mishnah Torah. Because sheretzoyf, tami hu lechem, lo yechlu, sheretz. It was just sheretz lashin rochush, and the noon it like creeps and moves itself.
Right.
So the kitzur, you see what it's possible the Torah to say a few times lav in the same parsha that you get a few malchus in. See here also, how do we know that bosa tameh? The Torah says lo yochel. It's extra. Maybe it teaches us that you get two times malchus in here. If the Gemara Amalei kol heichod yikol emedrish tashinin v'loy mukmin and v'lav yisera. That's the cloud. Is you better off using it to teach us some other chidushim? If you have no other chidushim to do, so there's extra pasuk here. True, I could say it to tell me you get two time malchus in. But if you could dashen it to be married with something else, that's better. This is a klal how you dashen the Torah. You're better off to say the Torah doesn't stam say two lavim, because it's not normal. Usually the Torah doesn't give two lavim on the same thing. So if you could dashen it to be married with something else, it's better to dashen it to be married with something else. Here we could do. There's an extra lav here of lo yiyochel by the star kodesh. It's come to teach us that all these surim are asa banor. So you're better off dashing for something else rather than putting it legufa to say they're too laughing. Yeah. So the more now we have bosara sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yiyochel is the reisha lomeli. What do I need the first lo yiyochel? Rashi says we have bosara lomeli hashda the amrit kro lav legufa yosa. This pasuk is not going to come to teach us the din itself, that if you have a boser of shlomim or boser chatis, that if it touches a sheretz, you can't eat it. We don't need this posik fit itself, because treat it as a kabuchayma for meiser, and it's a hekish, so I don't need the posik lugufe. So it's an extra posik now, to teach us that chomet is also banor. So in le'im einu inyin, teinach v'ashiyiga b'chol tome lo yoichel. That's good. But we have boser lomeli. What did the posik have to say at the beginning of the posik? We have boser, that's extra. It just should have said, "Va'asheyiga b'chol tomer le'yochol." What do I need the first word "va'bosa" for? And the Moran says, "L'rabbis eitzim levona." This is a tremendous chiddush that eitzim wood, even though it's not an oichol, so chur it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. The Torah says, "Chibas hakodesh." Since you're using this wood to put on the mizbeach to burn, al chibas hakodesh, it gets a shame. It could be mekabel tumah. Rashi, Mishana l'rabbis eitzim levona lekabel tumah. V'yafagav lav uchlu. Even though it's not something you could eat, wood and levona, that's an extra pasuk here. V'yabosar that anything that's brought on the mizbeach using for chibas hakodesh, it has a loch as if it's considered bosar, as if it's an oichum, and it could be mekabel tumah. That's a new chiddush here. L'rabbis eitzim levona. And pasuk this is midiraisa that chibas hakodesh makes it that's mekabel tumah. For the Gemara, v'yabosar kol tor yoichum. Bosa the Seifel Omeli. The end of the pasuk also says we are Bosa Kol Torah Yechol. Yeah, that the Emurim could also be Mekabel Tumah. The Emurim, usually that's the fat. That's the trace of fat that we're not allowed to eat. Usually you put that on the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, we are Bosa Yeser Mi Bordei Dilo Kol Torah Yechol. Now we need for you. The rabbi says emurim shenitmu. If the emurim became tomei, the ochlan tor and the tor of the kohen eats it, sheyavra leyim mishum beiz lavim. He gets two lavim now. Lav desaris. One thing is he's allowed desaris and not allowed to eat this kodesh. Sheaf hakohen zar etzlam. Even a kohen, he's not allowed to eat the emurim. A kohen can only eat the meat that comes to him, but the emurim that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, that's the fat of the korban that goes on the mizbeach. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Even if a kohen eats the emurim, he gets one lav for his azar. The lav de tumas boser. He's also second lav. He's eating tumah de kemit. Vadliel koy vachakoma lo yochav a boser namish nitma lo yochav. That what even the emurim, the fat, could also be mekabel tumah. For the Gemara, so Tosafot speaks out. What do we need a pasuk for? Pshita the emurim are fats, fats and oichol. So pshita could be mekabel tumah. What do I need an extra pasuk for to teach me the fats of the korban that goes on the mizbeach and the sheretz touches it? It's mekabel tumah. As this claim of the first chiddush is good. Wood is not called an eichel. So usually wood cannot be mekabel tumah. There's the chiddush though. Aschibus hakodesh is mekabel tumah. But according to the fats, pshita is mekabel tumah. But Tosafot says, I would think ein chayov maleim mishum tumah hayov yen nitorim. the Baalta is no hetter for anybody teeter at all, so maybe that's not called a leichel. The Moshe, the Emurim, has to go straight on the Mizbeach. Even the Kahanama not allowed to eat it. So since nobody has a head to teach the Emurim, maybe I would think it's not called like an Eichel. So Makabu Tumah, Kamashmu and the Pasuk, no. The Emurim is also called an Eichel. Like it's only considered, there's an Ister on this. Nobody's allowed to eat it. But really it's called an Eichel, therefore it's Makabu Tumah. So that's what you need to Bosser, the last word of Bosser in the Pasuk. For the Gemara, Emurim, Mehosim Naska, I have another Pasuk to teach me that Emurim is Makabu Tumah. Titani, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, we are nefesh asher teichal besar bosar mizbeach, bosar mizbeach hashtomim, if you eat from the meat of the zebach hashtomim, asher l'ashem, that belongs to Hashem. What does asher l'ashem mean? L'rave says Emurim, to teach me even the Emurim, if they become Tumah, you're not allowed to eat it. So I have another Pasuk to teach me that the Emurim, these fats of the carbon that go straight on the Mizbeach, it could become Tamei. So what do I need two Pasukim for to tell me this Chiddush? And the Gemara, Hosam Tumas Haguf, the chorus. There the Pasuk is talking about if the Kohen is Tamei, and he goes and eats Bosar Kachin, he gets chorus. That's the Chiyuv chorus. There are two ways that could be Tamei. Either the Kohen could be Tamei, and he's eating Bosar that's Tor, or else the meat could be Tamei, and the Kohen is Tor. So the second pasuk here of V'hanech v'shasher toichal b'sar b'osem mizav v'chashkom is talking about where the kohen is tamei, and he's eating the fats of the emurim that he gets chorus. That's one chiddush. Hocha b'tumes b'osem b'lav. Our pasuk is talking about the kohen is tohor. No, what's wrong? The meat is tamei. That's another chiddush. How do I know that the emurim could be makabel tumah? That's our pasuk here to say that if a sheriff touches the emurim, it's makabel tumah, and if a kohen eats it now, he's over allowed. But the second pasuk, that's another chiddush. That's the chiddush if the kohen is tamei. How do I know that if he eats emurim, he also has a chiyuv karis? Then I need a special limud. So mele there's no stira. You need two limudim here. That this emurim in itself could be makabel tumah, and then if a kohen eats it, he's only over allowed. And the second pasuk is, if the kohen himself is tamei, and he eats bimurim, he has a chiyuv karis on it. Rashi says, "Umishani hosem b'tumas haguf ari, vay b'tumas yolov mukmilov bezvachin perik b'shamay b'tumas haguf hakosem medaber." Where the kohen is tamei, and there it says, if he eats even the emurim, he has a chiyuv karis on him. For och in our Gemara, Rebbeinu liyazoras only for nazar for love. That means tumas bosak ishinitmo heim. When the Bosser or the fast became Tomei, Vuhu Tor, but the Kohen is still Tor. She Muzer Aleim, how do you know he has a lav not eat it? Vach Lek Koris, in this case there's no Chiyuv Koris. If the Kohen is Tor, he's only eating the meat that's Tomei, there's no Chiyuv Koris. El Olav, the Imayit Mikoris Mizvach in Perek Vashem. We have Sukkim there, there's no Koris there. That's why I need two different Sukkim to tell me a Murim has all the Elohim. If the Kohen is Tomei, he'll get Koris for it. And if the meat, if the emurim is tamei and the kohen is tor, he only gets a lav for it. Because the kitzur, this is the extra pasuk here, loyoychal, to teach that the chomus of Pesach and sharanisko, not the limud, it's also banor. There's a new gemara now. Omer Rav Ahuha, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol yisurin shabatayro. Any time a Torah says a lav not to eat something, you should know ain leikin alehim. You only get malchus. You only over the avero midiraisa el derech achilosim. If you eat it, derech, the normal way, the way people eat it. Shrashi el derech achilosin, elim came ochlon derech achilosin. You have to eat it normal. What does that mean? Lemute mai. What's not called eating it normal? Omer Rav Simi Barashi, lemute shemochal chelev chai shepoter. Eat raw fats. Chelev is osa bachila. Chelev is mute bano. There's only an isra achila. You're not allowed to eat chelev, the treif of fats. Let's say you eat raw treif of fats. That's not a derech. Nobody eats fats raw. So if you eat the fat ruah, locher is ain't like it alone. This is machlekes rishonim, if it just means there's no malchus, but it's still also midiraisa. And some rishonim learn no, midiraisa it's mutter. Like we said before from Rabbi Chanan speaks out, that there's the klal and kol Torah kula. The Torah only gave you surim in a normal manner. Just like on Shabbos, you do something with the shinui. It's only also midirabonim, midiraisa it's mutter, because the Torah only asks us things in a normal manner. The normal way you do things, that's the melacha of the Torah said not to do. If you do it in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. And just like by Shabbos, you do the Yisurim with the Shinui, it's only Yosem the Rabbonim and the Reis that's Mutim. That's why he wants to mask before the Gemara had a Tzad. One man the if you plant a tree, the Tzarech HaRabim, there's no Yisra Oler on it. Because it's not a Derech to plant a tree for the Rabbin. So what? The Pshat is something that's not normal, the Torah doesn't answer that. Here also, it's not normal to eat raw fats. So even though the Torah said raw fats is treif, and I'm not eating it, the Torah, when it said, don't eat it, only meant to say, don't eat it in a normal manner. if you're in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. So eating treifa fats, ruach fat, is mutter. So shallow, why do we have to go to dafka treifa fats for? Why don't the Gemara say you eat raw meat? So there should be a raya that eating raw meat would be called yer derech. Just like we hold by Shabbos, the raw meat is not called muksa, because some people do eat raw meat. But it's only raw fats that you don't eat. So that's why Gemara says, if you eat raw fats, that's not a derech, therefore you putter. Ika di amri, some say, Omer Abavu Omer Rav Yochanan. The second lashon is like this. Kol Yisurin Shebatari, and like in a lay, and any time the Torah asks something, you don't get malchus for it, el derech hanosen. Only if you eat it, and have hanor from it, the derech, the normal way to have hanor from it. So Chura now is being moisiv, not only Isur Achila, but even an Isur Hanor, something that's Asav Hanor, it's only Asav if you have the Hanor, the Derech. Lamute Mai, what's not called the Derech? Omer Asim Arashi, Lamute, She Maniach Chela Shashor Hanitko. You have this Shor that killed the man, that the Loiska Paskin is supposed to be killed itself. You have to stone the Shor. So we have before Shor Hanitko, we have this last Pasek, teach us, it's Asav Hanor. So even the fats of the Shor Hanitko is also Asav Hanor. You take the fat of the Shohan Iskul and you put it agabi makosin. You put it on top of the wound. You have a make wound and you want to smear the oil on top of the wound. It's a good refuah. Shu potter. Still your potter. And like this pshat is a tremendous chiddish. If a chol shchen and avada and avada, ocho chelav chai shu potter. For sure, if you take raw fat and eat it, for sure you potter. That's not called kederach at all. But the second loshen is saying a tremendous chiddish in shloi kederach. What are you doing wrong now? You're taking this fat, true, it came from a shah nisk, and you have a wound, you're smearing it on the wound. Lechura, right now it's a derech. If somebody has a wound, it's a refuah that way. Take fats and smear it, they'll heal it up. So why is that called shlaki derech? Right now, lechura, it's not, it is kederech right now. So it's a tremendous chiddush this time. This time the Gemara holds, it has to be a derech what originally it was aimed for. When you have fats, what is fat aimed for? What are you going to do with fats when you buy fats? As soon as the behemoth is shechted, you use the fat, what fat you use for it either for eating or else for burning. That's what it itself is oimid for. It's not oimid right now to take it and use it for another use of a refuah for medicine. That's not what it's oimid for. So therefore, it's called shleike derech to use it in this not normal manner what it's oimid for. That's a tremendous chiddush. The first lashon wouldn't hold like this. The first lashon holds what you're doing right now has to be abnormal. So here, that's not called abnormal. You take the fats and smear it on your hands, that's a normal thing. You have refuah, it's refuah. According to the first lashon, you'd be chayiv in the second case. Now the second case is saying a tremendous chiddush. That even though right now what you're doing maybe is normal, but since metchila, when you have the real fat, it's not oimed for that, that's not what it's supposed to be used for. It's supposed to be used for either for burning with, or else to eat the fat, to use it in food, to eat with it. So to use it in not normal manner, that's also called a ptur. That's what the second lashon holds. Itmanami, Omer Rav Acha ba'aviya, Omer Rav Asim Rav Yechanan, Peniya chelus shor niska, take the fats of a shor niska, that's also banor, agabe makos, you put it on top of your wound, potter, even though you're having hanor, you're having pleasure out of it, you potter. Why? Lefisha koli surin shabatera, en leken aleim ela derech hanosen. You only get malchus derech hanosen the way that it's oimit to be used. And this is not the way it's oimit to be used for fats. So Rashi says chelus, en derech hanosen ela bahavorum. The equal way to use fats is either to use it for oil to burn with, or else lem shayach oris, or else to shmir skin with it. For leather refuah, metchila when you buy fats, nobody buys it for refuah. For the choshkin and avadla, the second shot is oicha chelav chai. Avadla, if you can eat it raw, that's an abnormal manner right now. Shiti yipotah for that. Omer Rav Zera, Zera says, Afanam namet nina. I bring your raya from the mission also like you're saying. Is alocha ein seifkin es haboyin. You don't get malchus if you eat mishum orla. If you eat these peris, the first 3 years that the tree is growing, that's called orla. If you eat the orla, you only get malchus. El ala yoytsim en azaysim min hanovim. Only if you had an olive tree or a grape tree. The first 3 years you have those grapes. So treat, if you eat the grapes or the olives itself, how do you get malchus? So what about if you squeeze out the grapes? You squeeze out the olives, and you got the oil or the yayin. If you drink it, on these two things you get malchus for drinking the wine or drinking the oil that came from Paris of Orla. Bilvad, the imu mashenken mitusim, tainim urimoinim. What about you have berries, or else tainim you have figs, or else remoinim pomegranates from Orla? The first 3 years the tree grew. Loi, if you squeeze out pomegranates and drink the juice, or the juice, now that you're drinking it, you're pus, you don't get malchus. Nighttime, why don't you get malchus? If you eat the pomegranate itself, you will get malchus. That is, it's Orla. How come if you squeeze it out now, the Jews, you don't get malchus for them? My time, alav mishum, de loikochulu derech hanosim. Because you're not eating it, it's regular, derech hano. Now again, like, this is a riot to the second lashon. Why isn't it called derech hano? Now that they squeezed out the pomegranate, they got the juice, it's a derech to drink the juice. The terror says, though, that's not the worst aimed for mitchilo. When you have a pomegranate tree and you buy the pomegranate is aimed lachilo. It's aimed right now to eat it. So if you're going to take it and squeeze it out and get the juice, that's not what it's aimed for. That's not its normal derech, the way it should be used. It should have been used to eat. Now that you squeezed it out, even though now that it's in juice, now drinking it is normal. But that's not the way it was aimed mitchilo. So it's a rise of the second lashon. Even though what you're doing right now is a normal manner, but since the metchila, when you first got it, that's not what it was aimed for. All peris, the ikra is aimed to eat. The only two type of fruits that the ikra, the peris, for the juice, is only grapes and olives. For wine and for oil, that's the ikra, the pri. There we say the wine and the olive, the oil is more chashuv than the pri. So the fruit is aimed to make wine out of it. But all other peris, no. It's always aimed ikra to eat, and the juice that comes out is like a tuffle. So you see this svara, that's why you put there. Even though right now you're drinking, it's normal. But since matchila, the fruit was not aimed to have it squeezed out for the juice. It's aimed to eat it. So you see that's called shleik yaderech. Svara answers no, maybe there's no right from here. Omalei Abaya, bishlei miyashmin and pri gufa. If you tell me a case that you take the fruit itself and you eat the fruit in an abnormal manner, then we would have a good raya. Like Rashi says, so you take a pomegranate and you cook it up very, very strong and you eat it. And you tell me you put it. You know why you put it? Because it's not a derech to cook up pomegranates. So if you eat it cooked up, that's a good raya. You did it a shinui. You made it shleik to derech. That's a good raya. There'll be a ptur. So elohocha. But in our case right now, there's a new reason why you put there. You're telling me in our case we have this pomegranate and you squeeze it out and drinking the juice. You see, you bring your rye now, drinking the juice of the pomegranate, it's part of me the rice, it's mutter. You know why? Mishum dezeya bi'almu. It's a new cloud. It's not called the peri altogether. The juice that comes out of the fruit is called zeya bi'alma. It's like the sweat of the pri. It's not called the pri itself. So midiraisum natura acid orlo. You can't eat these peris. This pomegranate you can't eat. If you squeeze it out and get the juice, the reason why the juice is mutter, because the juice is not called oil at all. It's a new svara, it's called zeya v'yam, it's called the wet, it's called the sweat of the peri. The only fruit that the juice coming out is still considered the fruit is by wine and by oil. That's still considered like the grape and the olive itself. But all other fruits, again, the ik of the fruit is for eating. There's tremendous svara here, but the juice that comes out of it is called zeya v'alma. That's why the mashal alocha, and the locha is, we make a shakon yib devaroi. When you drink orange juice, you don't make a bird creates, you make a shakon yib devaroi. Because of this svara, it's called zeya v'alma. Because the juice that comes out of the peri is not similar to the pri itself. Tois is only advised by Yen Kasha, Tois is the Kasha, but our co-partum, let it be yourself, Tam Kika Diraisa. True, the juice that comes out now is not considered part of the pri, but our co-partum in the juice now, this pomegranate juice, the chura you're tasting though, the taste of the pomegranate. So the old Tam Kika is also in the Raisam, even though you don't have the pomegranate itself, but our co-partum, the taste of the pomegranate you have in the juice. So the akopon by Yisurim, it should be also to drink the juice, because the time chikum. That's why it lies by Kasha. But like this, the Gemara is answering, from this case that you drink the juice, you potter, you have no raya. The reason why you potter is because juice is not called the pre itself. The new svara is called zeya b'yalma. It's called the sweat. So it's not the stipler wants the answer to say that the terrace is, he wants to say that the juice inside really the tree, when the nourishment comes up from the tree into the fruit, it's like putting two nourishments from the tree into the fruit. One thing is it's making the fruit itself, the outside, the particles of the fruit itself. Now from the tree also it's shooting in the juice into the fruit, that's the juice inside the pomegranates. So saying a svara now, that juice, the Torah Nev acid. So when you squeeze it out, the juice itself is not called part of the pre, the Torah Nev never acid that juice. The question is though, but the juice itself has a taste. From the pomegranate, he wants to say, no, it doesn't get its taste from the fruit itself. It gets its taste from the tree. The tree produces like two things. It produces juice into the fruit, and it produces the fruit itself. Now, the Torah is saying now, by regular fruits, we're only asking the fruit itself. The juice, the Torah, never acid. But the time, the taste of the juice, doesn't really come from the pre itself. It comes rather from the tree. But taste wise by Kashin on this Kashin. Close a little bite here. Yeah. Elok Mishnah Rebbeim. Omer Abaye, Hakol Mod. Everybody's going to be asking though. The Klai Hakerim Shaloik Aleim Afilu Shloik Derech Hanosin. Klai Hakerim. That's Isser. You plant of vegetables near the kerim, near the grapes. There you would get malchus even if you didn't shloik Derech Hanosin. Why my time up? Mishum Deloik Sirbu Achila. Here the Torah doesn't say Loshen Achila. Hey, Shloik Derech means if the Torah says Loshen Loik Toich Aleich, don't eat it. So the Torah says don't eat in a normal manner. But here, by Klai Kerem, the Torah didn't say a lashon of Loi Teichel. Torah just says, Rashi says, Klai Kerem, Siv Ten Takdish Hamleya, Demashma Loi Tehenu Mimenu, El Tesafenu, Upen Lafu. So there's a lav not to have any hano from it. The Torah doesn't say a lashon achila. So any type of hano here is also, even Shleik Derech would also be yosa. For the Gemara, Neisva Yisa Ben Yudoyna, Minari LaBosta Becholu Shuasa, Nama Kan Harino Bechlaud and Yisra Ano, Bosta Becholu, if you cook milk and meat together, Knemak Bosta Seher Kiyam Kodashat of Nemal Halam, Yashu Kodash Tili, Malal Nosam Afkan Nosam, Vienu Ela Bissar Ano, Ela Bissar Achila. We don't know from this Bosta to eat. But Hano, Minari, how do we know that Bosta Becholu Zosta have Ano from, or Mata Kabachoyna, the Kabachoyna. Well, Marola, all right, we'll stop here. This is the Hemshech of the next Gemara. We'll see this. The last Gemara we'll see over again tomorrow night. Stop here. Now, just a little bit back to what we were saying before, the two Lashonis in the Gemara, that the first Lashon was saying, Rebavu was saying, that Kol Yisurin Shebat Torah and Leikin Alei Mela Derech Achilosan. So, Poshe, the first Lashon is only talking about an Yisra Achila. Now, the Gemara says, regular Chalif. Regular Chalif is only Yosef Ba'achila. And still we say, if you eat it, Ruah, Chalev, it's called Shleika Derech, you don't get Malchus. Now the Svar for Isra Achila is very easy. Since the Torah says a Lashon Achila, so in the Lashon of Achila, like Loi Teichal, Loi Yeichal, means don't eat it in a normal manner, that's called an Achila. Shleika Derech, like here, eating the fats, Ruah, is not called a Derech Achila, that's why you're Potter. That's very understandable. The question is the second Lashon. The second Lashon says a tremendous Chiddush, that even though there's an Isser Hano involved, L'moshel by Shar HaNiskol, not only is it also Bachilom, but it's even also to have any Hano from it. So even where there's an Isser Hano, still we say, if you have a Hano, Shalai Kederach Hano, still your Potter. What's the case, Shalai Kederach Hano? You take this Chalif, and you smear it on your Makah. Now we spoke out before, even though right now on your Makah, it's a normal thing to do, but since that's not what the Chalif is aimed for, Metchila, like Rashi says, with Chalev, usually you only use it either for fire to burn with, or else to smear the iris, the skin with it, but not to smear Yamaka. So therefore, since Metchila, the fast is not aimed for this, it's called Shleike Derech. Now the question is, according to the second Lashon, how do we know that by Yisuri Hano, also it has to only be Kederech, and Shleike Derech is Potter? Al-Lukhuri, Yisuri Hano, the Torah doesn't say a Lashon of eating. So Bishleim, according to Rabbi Avuha, that Rabbi Avuha learns out that the Yisr Hano is caused with the word Eloi Teichal, Eloi Soichal, Echad Yisr Achila V'Echad Yisr Hano B'mashma, then maybe we can understand. The Torah says that the Yisr Hano is from the word Eloi Teichal, Eloi Yechal, so in the Lashon Achila it says clearly not to have Hano from it, so we say it's only us if we do it Kederech. But what about the man Yom Lamosher before learns out that the Shur HaNiskel, how do we know it's Osta Bano, Chiski before said, from Bal HaShor Noki was the one Limud. Since the Pasuk says Noki means he's clean from his Nechosim, it's Osta Bano. See, if you only know it's Osta Bano from other Psukim, from Bal HaShor Noki, or else we had before, Meinu Inyan Lakan, how do we know the Torah was Makbet by Yisr Hano, also it has to dafka be Kederech HaNosai. Because the Chur, the Kasher is, even Shalai Kederech Hano, but still, Lamosh, you're still having Hano from it. And Lamosh, even by Chalif. Let's say you take this Chalif Chai and eat it. So it's true, it's called Shalai Kederech Hano. But the Chur has still called Shalai Kederech Achila. But still, some Hano, some enjoyment you're having. So why aren't you over for the Yisr Hano, the Yisr enjoyment from it? So the Chur, what you have to say is that even Yisr Hano, also, it's a Svar, like I spoke out before, it's a Svar, the Torah only asked it if you do Kederech. Kederech, that's the way the Torah says. It talks about things in normal manner. Shloi Kederech, the Torah never asked it. So this Easter Hanor also, the Torah said something is also Hanor, it also Badafka means the normal manner of what this thing is aimed for. And what it's not aimed for, the Torah didn't ask you. Now another pshat would be, is really the Madaik from this in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Halachas, Machalos Asuros, Perikhes, Halacha Tezayim, the Rambam Shita is, he says, Kol Maichel, Shuvasa Bahano, any type of food that the Torah said you can't have enough from it,
imnene, if you had anah from it, v'loy ochal, but you did not eat it, kegoin, shemocher enosal yakim, or leklofim, instead of you eating, let's say there's chelev that's also banah, instead of you eating it, you sold it to a goy, or you gave it to klofim. So Rambam paskins, einoy loike, you did not get malchus for it. Midirai stitz mutter. Meforshim say, how did the Rambam know there's no malchus for Isser hanah? So some of Forsh learn, he learns it out from our Gemara. That our Gemara says that Kol Akol the second lashon is saying that Kol Yisroel Shabbatayra ain loikin aleim ela derech hanosan. Derech hanah. Now derech hanah, the Rambam learns up, especially by your food, anything that's edible, we say that derech hanah, the ikir hanah, this food is eating it. That's the called ikir. That's called derech hanah. If you don't eat it, but take any other hanor out of it, that hanor automatically is shalika derech hanor. And therefore you potter. So Rambam is mashman, any Isser hanor, if you just eat it, if you don't eat it, you just have other hanor from it, all that hanor is always considered shalika derech. And therefore Rambam says you don't get malchus. So that'll be pshat here also. This is more like mistavro, like you were saying before in your bavua. God is good, with the Rambam paskins like your bavua. But when the Torah says lo yoichal lo toichal, it actually means echad iser achilu v'echad iser hanor. That really the Torah means ta'ase b'yika the iser hanor, not to have any enjoyment from it. Now, why does the Torah say loshim lo yoichal don't eat it? Like we said before, because the iker hanor, the main hanor, the main enjoyment you can have from a food is eating it. So therefore, the Torah says don't eat it. But who then the Torah means ta'ase don't have any type of enjoyment from it. So Rambam learns though, but malchus you won't get. Because to get malchus, that's a daf can be derech hanor. Now the derech hanor of any food is eating it. If you don't eat it, true, the Torah said you can't have enough from it. But I call upon a malchus, there wouldn't be. It's not called kederech, there wouldn't be an issa malchus on it. Now that what we spoke about before, that if shloi kederech, is it also midirais or only also midirabonin, that we'll see later in the next domah, the arayis for this, that the machab is also mashmim, that's only also midirabonin. If Yidit Shalai Kederach Achilo, Shalai Kederach Hano, at most it's only also Midrabonin, and therefore for a Chayla attack it's Mutter. Even a Chayla Shein by Sakonim, it's Mutter for him, since it's only also Midrabonin, the Makam Chil the Rabbonin were not Geyser. But there's also a famous Shaila, Hakira, that Tzlach makes, that by an Isser Hano, how much do you have to have Hano, what's the Shear for Hano to say that it's also? Like by Achilo we know always you have to eat a Kezayis. Less than a Kezayis, it's only Yosef Mishum Chatzi Shir, but the Issa Achila always with the Kezayis. What about the Issa Hanor? How much that you have to have for Hanor? As do we say, since the Torah says Layuchel, we learn that the Issa Hanor from Achila is also the Shir of a Kezayis, or else Hanor is always telling in the Shava Pruta. As long as the Hanor, the enjoyment you have from it, is worth a Shava Pruta, that's the Shir of the Issa. The Achrenim brings Rayas for this. That by Yisr Hanor, the Yisr is told in the Shava Pruta. As long as you had an enjoyment from it, enough to be worth a Shava Pruta, that would be the Yisr of having Hanor from the Chayfetz. Alright, we'll stop here. Here, the Baram Gemara Chavdal on the base again. The last Shalom we came out that most Yisurim, it's only Yosef Yidi Kederach Achilo and Kederach Hanoson. But Shaloi Kederech Hanoson is Mutim Midiraisa. It's only Yosef Midirabonin. Then the Gemara said, though, Abaya said, Om Rabaya, Hakel Moidim Meklai HaKerim. The Yisra, the Klai HaKerim, that's also Banur, that if you have vegetables growing near the Kerim, near the vine, near the grapes, Shaloi Kedaleim Afilu Shaloi Kederech Hanoson. As Yisra Klai HaKerim, you get Malkus, even if you have Hanor, Shaloi Kederech Hanoson. Why is this Yisra Hanor different than all over? My time of Mishum Dloik Sivbu Achila. Because here it doesn't say the word Achila. Because when the Torah says Elosh and Achila, we say Achila means Kederach. You have to, you only over the Yisr if you do it the normal manner of a Derech Achila. Here, Klaya Kerem, the Torah doesn't say an Yisr as Achila. Like Rashi says, the Apostle just says, Ten Tikdash Hamaleya, Demash Malay Tehenem Imenu, Elotesophenu. So the Torah doesn't say Elosh and Achila, just that it's also Bahanor, so even Shloik Kederach Hanor is also Bechlal the Yisr. And so whenever the Torah doesn't say the Yisra, but Torah says Lashon Achila, it even means Shalai Kederech Hanor. So the Gemara Meitzvah, I have a kashra on you. Yisra ben Yudu Eimer, Minayin Labosa B'cholav Shuwasar. How do I know B'chlal, you're not allowed to eat meat and milk cooked together? Nemakan, so the Pesach doesn't, the Torah never says Loi Teichol, the Torah never says Zosat eat it. So how do we know there's an Yisra not to eat milk and meat together? It says the Hekish, Nemakan Ki Yam Kodesh Ato,
says by Bosa Becholov in the Pasuk Kiyam Kodeshato, V'nema Lahalin, another Pasuk says by Treifa, V'yanshei Kodesh Tiyoli. So Ma Lahalin Osa, just like by Treifa, the other Pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to eat a Treifa, is Afkan, who I didn't hear by the Isra of Bosa Becholov, Osa, it's Osa Tidit. Trashi, Bosa Becholov, any Rashi on this? No Rashi here. So the aim liyelav achila. This hekish ki am kodesh and am kodesh on anshe kodesh as kodesh and kodesh. We only know this nisra achila because treifa it's only also tira treifa. A treifa the pasuk says like hello tashnichen oisoi. It's mutter b'hano. So aim liyelav achila. You're not allowed to eat basta b'chol that was cooked together. B'hano minayin. How do I know it's also to have hano when basta and cholov is cooked together? It's also b'hano. Or matter kal v'chaim. I'm the kal v'chaim that it's also b'hano. That means the first 3 years you have a fruit tree growing, that the peiros are olah the first 3 years. You didn't do any issa by planting the tree. You're allowed to plant the tree. The Torah just says the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. Still we say asur bano. We have sukkim before arelim three times arelim to say that olah is asur bano. So once I know that this Issa Orla, the first 3 years of the Peiros, it's also Bano, Bosa Becholov. If you have now milk and meat that you cook together, Shenev the Boy Avera, there's an Avera involved in just making the Bosa Becholov. Like the bottom Rashi says, Bosa Becholov Shenev the Boy Avera, Kishabishlu. When you cooked it together, that's an Avera by itself. V'yover Orlov Alav Loi Savashal. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. So Maduch Bosa Becholov. First, you have to do a ma'isa avera to get the chefts of bosa becholov. Is there a din shir yasa bano? Pshita bosa becholov should be yasa bano. It can't be worse than orla. Madach orla, you didn't do any in avera. Still, when the Torah says don't eat it, it means it's yasa bano. Bosa becholov should also be yasa bano. Because the Gemara knows you can't learn out bosa becholov from orla.